Rob, tonight you are going to speak as though you're being carried on the wings of a wave or an eagle, and you are just going to find the anointing is here in such a remarkable way, and he is going to flow tonight in the Holy Spirit. I thank you for that anointing that teaches us all things. I thank you for the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. I thank you for the anointing that sets the prisoner free. And Lord, I pray right now, as this man brings your word, he shall flow under that anointing. We invite you, Holy Spirit, just to come and to fill him. And we pray, Lord, that he will speak as thus and thus saith the Lord. There shall be that flow of the Holy Spirit. Lord, in Jesus' name, I take authority right now over everything that would hinder your word coming tonight. We bind every force of darkness, every evil power, and we release your word tonight, and we release your servant to speak with your authority and your anointing. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Let me take you to a small and barren island 50 miles southwest off the Aegean Sea off modern-day Turkey. An island that was a remote Roman penal colony, Patmos. Not Patmos of the Thompson's holiday cruise to the dream Greek holiday islands, but a place where people were sent, often permanently, that the Roman authorities wanted out of their way. And this was where John, no doubt to his great surprise, found himself. John, the beloved disciple, who'd walked the shores of Galilee with Jesus and who'd long exercised a crucial apostolic ministry to the churches around Ephesus. Similar things had been happening to so many of the Christians he pastored, and now it had happened to him. When it says that John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day, people usually assume this must mean the Sabbath. But the Greek actually refers to the Lordy Day, that is, the day when everyone had to affirm publicly that Caesar is Lord, which caused enormous problems for the Christians, but also for the authorities. And many of them felt they had no option but to punish severely any who refused to take the oath. And this is a timely message for our own times, when in so many countries, to speak against the prevailing religion incurs the heaviest penalty. God has allowed many of his finest children to spend time in prisons in order to minister the gospel. All over the world there have been revivals where prisoners have come to know the Lord Jesus. But we have no record that John was ministering to anyone, whether prisoners or guards. He was simply there. It would have been so easy to give way to plaguing thoughts, like John the Baptist did when he was imprisoned by Herod in a gloomy dungeon. What was he doing there in the middle of nowhere, cut off by the sea from all he knew and loved? He could so easily have become forlorn and allowed his spirit to droop at being trapped in such a place. How do you cope with such times in your life? The answers are going to be vital for getting the most out of these Patmos experiences.